stand to your feet, get your Bibles out. And repeat after me. Say, this is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can be what it says I can be. And I can do what the Word says I can do. It's the living seed of God living in me, and I'll never be the same. Never, never, never will I be the same. God increase, pastor decrease. Give me ears to hear what God has to say. I'm going to walk with power and not let the loss get left. Amen. You guys may be seated. Thank you. And it tell you to continue your belief in faith and hope and trusting in God. He is the God of the fat chance, the slim chance, the no chance. He is that kind of a God. And he obviously, you know, we love the second chance, but I like those other ones as well because we get there. So this morning we'll talk about the face of God, living as a reflection of Jesus. If you remember the story about the woman with the alabaster box, this is not in this sermon, but so be it. She anointed Jesus. You remember that? She was judged for it, but only two people left smelling like, oh, she was the only one that left smelling like Jesus. By the way, when you get judged, as long as you like Jesus, you're good, right? And I mean, that's where we have to be. But her life, it was what she had earned. It was broken. And Judas, the thief, was complaining about the oil, as most people who steal would do, would want you not to give to God because they want it. They'd hold out rather you honor them and look at them and look them in the face and be a part of them instead of honoring God, all right? And so your part, you go back to, does my life anoint Jesus? Because he said she's anointed me. She hasn't stopped anointing me with her life. She hasn't stopped anointing me with her behavior. Does it anoint Jesus? Because she was preparing him to go die for all of us and resurrect. And so in the resurrection, he comes back and he raises him. And so that's what he said. He said, she has not stopped anointing me with her life. Does my life, and this is my example, does my life anoint Jesus to be King of Kings and Lord of Lords? Does it anoint my problems to lead me? Does it anoint my fears? See, the same thing, you could break your best for what's wrong just as much as you could for what's right. There are people who can give their attention to something. There are people giving their attention to something else right now. There may not be in church. And they are breaking. That's their alabaster box. It's broken for something outside of God. So I want God to have my absolute best. And so I spoke for 28 hours this week. That still means go to the one who gave you the voice. Right? That does not mean, well, I spoke out there for 28 hours. Now let's take off on Sunday. The face of God looks right at me every time and say, now I've blessed you with a gift. Can I have it? Because if everybody can get it but God, it's no longer a gift. It's a curse. Amen? Amen? I mean, that's part of the benefit of having a gift and even asking that and you seeking God, like you look at the face of God. So let me get into this. Ezekiel 39 and verse 29, he says, neither will I hide my face anymore from them, for I have poured out my spirit upon the house of Israel, saith the Lord God. Now, think about the verse, neither will I hide my face from them, I've poured out my spirit. God, I need to see you. I don't know if you've ever prayed this. God, I need to see you. And what matches with seeing God is his spirit. Right? So my spirit is, I poured it out upon all flesh. It's out there. It's for it to be seen. He's no longer hiding his face. And this is further than the notes, but I feel like I need to say it now. If y'all remember Moses, if you ever watched the Ten Commandments, y'all watched that Moses, and he's up there, and you got all the light. And he says, God, I want to see your face. He says, you can't see my face because if you see me, you will die. Right? And now God has said, now I'm not going to hide my face anymore. So that means we got potential to look at God and still live. And even at Moses looking at the back of God, he still was radiant. He still grew. But now we got the opportunity as new believers to look at the face of God, which is even more. But the same thing still happens. You still die physically. Your flesh. Your flesh still dies. When you look at God, if there's anybody in the room, and I'm going to give you a chance not to lie this morning, ever been ashamed? Right? Okay. Yes. Okay. And the one thing you didn't want to do when you did something shameful was look at the person you shamed. Right? You did something wrong. You just did not want to look up. You don't keep your head down, especially if the person that you were. If we embarrassed my parents in church after we woke up from whatever beating we had, we still didn't want to look at them. Right? You just. I'm ashamed. You just put your head down and you just were embarrassed and you were like, "Why did I do this?" Well, God is completely opposite. He wants you to look at them. When you go through anything you do shameful, I'm not. He didn't say because when you look at them, I'm gonna restore you. My spirit is upon, it says, how much flesh is the spirit on? All. He poured it out on all flesh. On all flesh. Now here's the deal. Isn't it crazy to have all the power of God and not use it? Isn't it crazy to think, well, I can't see God in a situation. That's not what's on you. You got 20/20 poured out goggles on you. To see God. I don't know how I'm gonna raise my kids. I don't know how I'm gonna do. Look at God and let him help you. Right? He says that is the face of God. So walking in the spirit is the face of God. That is the face of God. And this is why you have to bounce back quickly whenever you have a setback or shortcoming, because it's trying to get you to stop looking at God long enough to where you don't recognize God anymore. Right? Because that's the first thing we want to do. We want to go running hot. Adam and Eve did the same thing. They sinned and then they went and hid themselves. However, they couldn't hide too far because remember what I said last time, we've been given the measure of faith, which means you've been given the measure of faith. That means you have the ability to hear from God because you can't hear God. You can't have faith without hearing God. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So now that you have faith, he's giving you the measure. That means you also already know how to hear. They heard his voice. After they sinned, you can still hear them. People that are lost that you think are way out, they still hear them. You're like, they don't hear me. They are good. They cannot not hear God. Right? They cannot not hear him. They can't do it. It's no matter how far you go, like the scripture said, if I make my bed in hell, you'll be there for me. And then they send that, not hell where you're on lake fire, but you got some hellish situation that you still tend to make you sleep in there. You got to get out. Where you have to be willing to hear from God. And we're like that I was telling Jessica and Chris, man, that's Randa's out there, man. That's my, like, she got all 34 hours of prayer. And we got to be in a place where it's like God, the face of God, and God looks right at you. Hey, listen, how do we trust people when they're telling us something that should be important to us, and if they can't look you in the eye, what do you think they're doing? Mm-hmm. And this is why God says, I'm not going to turn my face away from you. See, because when you look at me, I need you to understand I am the truth. When we give you a verse in the Bible, when there's a verse in there about, here's a lovely one, right? Wives, submit to your husband. I don't want that man ruling over me. It ain't the man saying it. It's God saying it. It's God saying that. Now, let me help y'all out, the ladies. It looked like y'all pouring water, but everybody just leaned up a little bit. And then it says, submit ye to one another. So who's winning there? God, when we do it, right? And so, again, when we start taking the face off God and we start putting our own personal makeup on it, and then God no longer looks like God in our life because we done made him up. We're making up the stuff we want to go by. We're making up the things we want to justify. And he no longer looks like God. We got him in a Clinique counter. Didn't think I knew what that was. All right. See, walking the mall. I don't know why those people in the makeup section got to wear black. I don't know what that's saying. They're burying people in there? Literally, they are, though. Colors and pictures. But we have to make sure that I can see God's face because I want God to never not want to look at me. And we had some tough parenting. We had some tough parenting growing up. Some of the mistakes we made, my mom said, I don't even want to look at you right now. You ever heard that? I can't even look at you right now. I'm going to go to Jesus then. He ain't stop. Now, I wouldn't say that out loud. I didn't even know that verse. But, yeah, you're going to go to him right now. You bet. Yes, that's exactly what's about to happen. You and Jesus fellowshipping in person. And so one of the things you have to do is the person that you don't want to look at the most is yourself, though. And he says that, why would you not look up on my gift? I just don't want to see me right now. It's so messed up. I got to give my life to Christ. Give my life to Christ, not to be messed up. Joel 2:28 says, I poured out my spirit upon all flesh. The sons and young men will dream dreams. Young ladies will prophesy. Well, there goes that no women speaking in church thing. Huh? Right there? Then we got people saying, well, she can't be up on our stage. She can go to the holies of holies, but she can't get on this fake wood. You got to think about where we're talking about in Scripture, because God said, I poured it out upon all flesh. The ladies next to you are flesh. And there's a dream, there's a vision, there's a hope, there's a purpose, there's a building of the word of God and building of the will of God. And so this meaning that he's made himself available to be seen by all people. Can you imagine being able to see God but not be able to say nothing? That's not how that works. He said, if you we do that with kids in school. You see something, say something. You see something, you speak the word. This eliminates these excuses about people saying, what about somebody way over? You ever heard this when you're witnessing me? What about somebody way over in the jungles and never heard the word? He shows himself, he reveals himself in creation. Some of the most beautiful spots in the world are places people ain't never been. Thank you. How you making that pretty? And ain't nobody here pruning it. God shapes it. Again, if we think God is limited, then he's not God. So he can reach him. All right? Amen? Amen. Okay, so we got to make sure we got a hold of that. But he wants to look at you. He wants you to be face-to-face. And if you've ever been in a big room and you're the only one, and you don't know anybody else there, and I go into these a lot of times, when you don't know anybody else there, sometimes when you're sitting there, when I'm sitting there, I got to go to Florida and speak. I've never been to this place before. I'll be the only one that knows me. But I'll be looking at God on what do you want me to say for these next 7 hours. And he'll look right back at me, just say what I tell you to say. Right? And sometimes we're looking around for a familiar face and we're forgetting the family face that God is right there in front of you. I don't need familiar, I got the family. So this is why we must tell people about the gospel, because the spirit is on them. And when you tell them about the gospel, even though they act like they're not listening, that spirit on them may wake up in them what they need to hear. It may wake up. It'll be an alarm that goes off in there. So that's why we got to tell people about the gospel. It's an outpouring of God's Spirit broke the religious chains, especially when it came to who could speak to God. Now listen to this imagery. The imagery envisions here is that Israel will prosper only when God's face is toward Israel. Well, that's a good thing, right? Because he said he won't hide his face from you. What was prosper, right? God, 3 John 2 said, "Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prosper." Well, how can that prosper? Well, God is saying, because I'm looking right at you. I'm not embarrassed by you. I'm not ashamed of you. I love you. I love you. Don't duck your head. Pick your head back up. I mean, not here. I mean, if you're looking down, look. Some of you, I saw it. I'm sorry. He can see me. So when God is absent from Israel, disaster will happen. When you start thinking you're not worthy and you're not worth it, you start opening up the door to disasters. And so you have to say, okay, God, I'm going to trust you. No doubt, Ezekiel borrows this imagery from the blessings of Aaron. So I'll give you a little Bible study homework, Numbers 6, 25 through 26. It says that God's face will shine upon us. But this is the Old Testament. This is the old time where Aaron knows he can't look at God. Moses just told him, if you look at God, you'll die. He says, but his face will shine upon us. And meaning he was already talking about Jesus' resurrection. Way back in Numbers. Way back in Numbers, he was already telling them, God's face is going to shine upon us. You didn't realize that the Bible is, there's over 700 revelations that have come to pass that were spoken in the Old Testament. They said the likelihood of having 10 that work like that is a billion to one with a needle fell on a stack of trash. Over 10 years it's been lost and you've been able to find it with dump trucks of years of dump trucks of years of dump trucks dumping on it to have 10 go. We got 700. And people are trying to question the Bible? Now, again, if God ain't big enough to keep his word, then what are we doing here? Me looking like some ice cream? I mean, what are we doing? It was sin that caused God to hide his face, and now grace is given to keep us out of sin and to engage us to constant obedience. That God may rejoice over us to do his will. And in the end, God spoke a now word about his Spirit back then that was so powerful we are living it today. So his face will shine upon us. His face will shine upon us. Listen to this in Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 through 18. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. If you don't think your flesh don't lust after your spirit, you're crazy. Your flesh like hunts you down to get you to go against what your spirit is telling you. It is hunting you down. It's trying to, let me just say it like it's trying to hit on you. Right? Right? You know, like, I mean, not y'all, but people that have ever been to a club. And not y'all. Come here, Paisley shirt. Come here, Paisley shirt. Don't even know your name. Come here, Paisley shirt. Come here, blue eyes. Black shoes. And the way the devil tried to hit on you, like your outward appearance. Oh, come here, angry. Come here, bitter. Come on, bitter. Where are you going tonight, bitter? You ever do that? Y'all never. I gotta quit asking y'all. So I'm not trying to walk you back into sin. I'm just telling you, you've heard that before. Let me go get some more of that. Let me go hear that. That's what he does. So we are under the dispensation of grace, but if I walk in the Spirit, I'm going to be facing God the whole time. The only time things get crazy is when I turn my back on God. Again, the folks who now consider crazy parenting, if your parents are telling you, were telling you something, they were like in your face, and you better look at me when I talk. You ever heard that? Look at me when I talk. If you'd have turned your back, you'd have not be here. Right? They said, look at me, and you'd have done this. Like, I promise you, I thought my mom slapped the makeup completely off my sister one time. I never seen anything like it before in my life. I mean, she had my respect. I remember she popped off in the car and she hit it, and I was like, looking at the window, like, it's got to be on there somewhere. Like, I'm talking the lipstick, everything, just the whole formality, just. Psh, psh. I was in that back seat, not moving. Not moving. I didn't care about the air. I wasn't hungry no more. I just was like, I just want to get home so some more witnesses. And God doesn't do that to us, right? He gets our attention with love. He's like, I ain't got to slap. I want you to look at me because I look at you. I don't care what people think about you. I don't care what people think about you. I still look at you. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. So believers under the dispensation of grace, we daily are daily to pursue walking in the Spirit. And this is the face of God that the lost will see us when we walk in the Spirit when things are not well. Moses couldn't look at God. We said that. See, there my notes are for that thing. Matthew 14, verse 28 through 31, Peter shows us, well, good. Jesus come walking on the water. Peter said, if it's you, bid me come. And he started walking on the water. He started walking on the water in his faith. And as long as he was looking at Jesus, he stayed on top. The minute he started looking at the thing he was walking on, he sank into the thing that he was walking on. Ever fallen back into, not y'all, but the reason why I'm not going to look at y'all, because a lot of times people fall back into something they've been having victory over is because they quit looking at Jesus. How did that addiction come back? How did that thing come back? How did that cake come back? I ain't had cake for a year, and now I'm knee deep in angel food. Don't even wait to change, just chocolate all over my body. It's good to talk about something else because sometimes we want to get too much, but again, if no matter how strong you are, no matter how small it is, if it was all about Jesus the whole time, you never were that good. I started telling kids, like, how do you do this? You've been doing this for 30 years. How do you speak like that? How do you do that? I said, man, I'm scared every time. I'm scared of the question you're about to ask me. And scared, I said, well, in a way I said is reverence that I can't do this on my own. I ain't got that much experience yet. I won't have that much till eternity. That's when I'll be so experienced, I'm not afraid. He's like, what? I said, because there's somebody out there that might die if I don't say the right thing. Somebody out there may be still hurting. And here's my thing. Like, y'all pray, right? Because I got to help these parents that got some hyperactive kids. Like, how did we know to call you? I'm one of them. One of us. And I remember as a hyper kid that knew I was doing wrong, knew I should stop. Like, stop it, stop it, stop it, stop, stop it, stop it. And like hearing, stop it, stop. What day is it? Stop it, stop it, stop. And I could hear it like, why won't I stop? My twin would be like, stop arguing with mama. Stop it, stop it. She ain't, stop it. He'd be over to stop because we twins. She going to whoop us both. Stop it. Like, it's just stop, stop, stop. I never forget, Coach Garcia, I'll never forget. I was thinking about it this morning. I didn't like where they put me in football. It's a freshman. I weighed 72 pounds. They had me playing offensive line. Simply because I was real angry and I played mad. And I played middle linebacker. They were running offensive drills, offense against defense, and I knew where all the plays were going. And I kept messing up the plays. Coach Garcia said, and he had a high voice, Tori! And I was like, okay, they're trying to do something. I do it again. Stop at the place. I do it again. Do it again. Do it again. Then he sent two of the bigger guys. And they just hit me on both sides of my helmet, head first. And I got a concussion. And they didn't even stop practice. They just put me off to the side. That coach had had enough. He had enough. He had enough. He was like, they just put me off to the side, and then they ran. And I was trying to figure out what that is, and I know what that is. That is a part of me that hates the peace of me. That energy, that disobedient energy, hated peace. So it kept things upset. And when it kept me upset, I need to make everybody around me upset. That's what an energetic person is I can get everybody. That's the power of the energetic. Lack of discipline, energetic, if we can get everybody crazy. Because we like chaos. Right? The devil, not that energy people hate the devil. Now, let me make sure y'all. But he likes chaos, because if you ever stare at the face of God, you ain't going to worry about what's around you. Right? The situation you live in don't have to live in you. See, that's the problem, is the situation starts living in you. And when your situation live in you, then now you're so subject to the situation. Now that really is your God. We live in a fallen world. The Bible says the devil is the prince and power of this world. So we're living in a fallen world, which means we need to walk in a higher spirit. You know the only thing that'll attack an eagle? Did y'all know a crow is the only thing that will attack an eagle? A crow. Said where the eagle gets rid of the crow, it flies up higher. And the crow gets to a point where it can't breathe, and then it falls off its back and dies. Don't stay low because somebody puts you down. Go up. Get that crow off your back. Get that crow. You let them eat crow. Right? Let the crows eat the crows. Let the wild hog eat. But you got to know how to go up. You got to know how to go up. And not because things are good, because God is good. That's where I got to go. I got to go up to where God is, not down to where things are. So we got to look at it. So if we don't look at God, we're going to be looking at our messes, and then we're going to start to sink into them. You're going to start to sink into them. Now, I'm not telling you to hide from things. I'm telling you to stand with God. Look at God. Listen to this. Number one, to walk in the Spirit first means that the Holy Spirit lives in you. I'm going to give you an opportunity. Amen. Second, it means to be open and sensitive to the influence of the Holy Spirit. Okay, amen. Third, thank you, Levi. I needed that. Because you could feel me, right? You could feel me getting like Levi over there trying to color, and I'm trying to paint y'all a picture. Third, man, my little dude is at church. This is the energy people. I got my posse up in him. It means to pattern your life after the influence of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Adam. My gosh, I want y'all to say amen at the end of these. Do y'all not? Walk in the Spirit. No, that's not. So we could tell when someone walks in the Spirit because they'll look like Jesus. Yeah, you look like Jesus. You want to look like Jesus. If I'm going to go and do my makeup, I want my makeup to look like Jesus. And I'm not talking about beauty supplies. I'm talking about the makeup of my attitude, the makeup of my mentality, the makeup how I'm going to do my job, my makeup. God, let me do my makeup. I want to look like you today, God. What's going to be my makeup? And so we look at those things, and I want to know, Jesus told us that the mission of the Holy Spirit would be to promote and speak of him. John 14:16-17, John 14:26, John 15:26, John 16:13-15. He said that when you speak of the Holy Spirit, it's supposed to speak of Jesus. When people say they hear from the Spirit and they do something opposite of what the scriptures say, they did not hear from God. Right? People say, well, God told me I don't need to go to church for a season. That is not from the Holy Spirit. It says, don't forsake gathering yourselves together. Now, you may not want to come. Just say you don't want to come. But don't say it's not God that didn't tell you to come. Now, I get that. You may want to be asleep, but that ain't from, you didn't hear that from God. You in somebody else's face with that. Right? That's a whole different deal. Well, you know, like, it's just, okay, just let it go. You said it. It's done. So when someone walks in the Spirit, they listen to what the Holy Spirit says as he guides us to the path of the nature of Christ. Life by the Spirit is neither legalism or license, nor a middle way between them. It is a life of faith and love that is above all of these false ways. I don't want to go back to what I used to be. I want to go forward and forward and forward. If I stumble, I still want to go forward. I don't ever, ever, ever want to imitate anything that looked like what used to be. I don't want to go to no places that look like that. I don't want to be around no mentalities that look like that. I don't want to, well, you a holy roller. Yeah, I'm going to roll right into heaven with it. Right? I can't do what used to be. What used to be. And I've been sharing with the kids a lot about the nature and how angry I used to be. And just would hit you with shovels like it was such a crazed out person. Kid, grown people, if a grown, my uncle made me mad. The minute I could get that shovel up to, boom, Taco Bell. Like, what is wrong with you? Sin had access, and if I wasn't covered spiritually, that thing would manipulate as long as we could. No days off. Don't take any days off from praying over your kids. No days off from praying over yourself. No days off from praying over your family. No days off. Don't take any days off. Well, I'm too tired to pray. You're too tired to go to a funeral. That's what you're too tired to do. Genesis chapter 4, verse 2 through 7. And she again bare his brother Abel, and Abel was a keeper of a sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought the fruit of the ground as an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the firstling of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering, but unto Cain and to his offering, he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, thou shalt not be accepted. And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door, and unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. So last Sunday, I had on jeans, cowboy boots, and a little Western jacket that little CJ now owns. Okay? Now listen. Miss Tanya, how do you say you're from Lubbock without saying you're from Lubbock? Those are her words to me. Right? How do you say you're from Lubbock without saying you're from Lubbock? Well, cowboy boots, jeans, denim jacket. That's Lubbock. That's Lubbock. This is Lubbock. This is us. Okay? Cain brought an offering. God didn't respect it. Abel brought an offering. God respected. Cain's offering looked good on the outside. You can't bring God what you pretend to be. Bring him that regular you. Bad attitude you, bring him mad you, bring him down you, upset you, bring him that. Because that thing, can you imagine what kind of offering? Because Cain worked the field, so he got to pick the good looking fruit. Oh, I can show you some pretty fruit. But the ripe ones, right there on the edge, they the sweeter, but they right there on the edge. Your mango's a little bit too soft. It still tastes good, though. Some stuff don't ever make it in the juice because I eat it. Just, you know, while I'm slicing it up, like, oh, that one. church people don't need that one. No, sir. And he brought him something that looked good on the outside, but God says, I want to know what you're going to look like on the inside. Bring me your face that you don't want to look at anymore because you done made one mistake. Bring me your slumped over body because you feel like you just are no good. Bring me that. See, because that's a sacrifice. That cost you. Right? I think Naomi Raines has a song that's called Costly. If it don't cost me nothing, I'm not bringing it. It's got to cost me something. When you give, this is why we talk about finances. When you give out of what you've been working with all week, man, and listen, I told Pastor Rita, the banking systems, I love science. I was handed a check, but my bank wasn't in the area. And then I drove 65 miles to a bank, our bank, and it was closed temporarily. The ATM didn't work. Pastor Rita told me something, blew my mind, Nancy. Blew my mind. It's the second time she's done this to me. She said, you can deposit checks with your phone. I pulled over. She go, I'm going to send you instructions on how to. I'm learning this one on my own. I pull out my phone. It say, take a picture of the front. And then take a picture of the back. See, we like to take pictures only of the front, but the back is where it's signed. I was like, hallelujah. Jesus done signed the back of my life as much as he's seen the front of my life. And he deposits me. He deposited me in his account. I was tripping out there. It was 107. I'm on the side of the road. Forgot to turn the AC on, sweating. Like, they take it. I wrote it back. I said, I love science. Now, y'all know good and well that ain't got nothing to do with no science. Just country as I can be, y'all. Just because she been doing it. She been doing it. Yeah, brother late to the party. She been doing it. And see, sometimes we think, God, why you didn't tell me? Everybody else knew. But I already spoke your word. You just wasn't listening. I've been telling you could deposit like that. The word is right there at the bottom of the screen. When I looked at it, it said deposit. That's why I didn't write back right away. I was like, We're going to sit up in here with this. We're going to learn today. I drove 65 miles, Adam, to do something I had in my hands. You got to quit trying to go somewhere to find your peace. It's right there in your hands. You gotta quit doing that. It's just gotta, you gotta stop. You gotta stop. Just trying to find yourself. I gotta go find myself. Deposit. You won't even put nothing in your own account. You're gonna get somebody else to do it. Will you pray for me? I will. And I do. But I also want you to pray for yourself. Pastor, that's mean. See, if you won't pray for you, you won't pray for me. Then we got trouble. Well, I'm the only one giving in this relationship. The offering of Cain was no doubt more pleasing on the outside. Prayer ain't pretty. Prayer is purpose. Right? You got to be able to do it. You're like, well, it's time to get on my knees and pray. It ain't pretty. It ain't pretty, but it is God's purpose. That is purpose. When the toilet's back up here, we're down the street. We come fix them. We have come and do that. I bet it's great to be the pastor to tell everybody what to do. Yeah. We go right in there. Because if I can't do that kind of work wholeheartedly on the Lord, how am I going to get you from being backed up, you know? I plunge here. We go French on them. It's amazing. We try to make the dirtiest things sound so educational. It's still plunge. I don't care how good the accent is. So listen to this. These are the things. And then we got to go. All right. Oh, we're doing good. What about Abel? Abel. Abel showed up dirty. He's walking dirty. And he showed up to God dirty. Right? But he wanted to give his best to God, even though it cost him the cleanliness of what he looked like. Right? Cain showed up with the bowl of fruit, that people put out to make the house look good, like the fruit stuff. And you know that ain't good for the fruit. Let me tell you that. It spoils faster when you're just doing it for show. Fruit belong in a refrigerator hidden so it don't spoil. But it was like, put that one out here, and then put that one out there, and it's spoiling. Don't ever do it just to show somebody else. Do it to grow from within. So the lamb that Abel was bringing, here was one lamb for a man. Later, at the Passover, it will be one lamb for a family. Then, at the Day of Atonement, it was one lamb for the nation. Finally, Jesus, the Lamb of God, was the one lamb who took away the sins of the world. God was already talking about it way, way, way back then. In John 1:29, he says, the lamb who takes away the sins of the world. We must bring what is real to us so we can see how real God will reveal himself to us. Bring what's real. Get your real close. Amen? Amen. All right, you guys bow your heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we just pray that, Father, as eyes are closed, Lord, all the images that try to flash before us, Father, I pray to help us see your word. Help us to see your love. Help us to see your grace, your mercy, your compassion. Help us to see your love, Lord God, while we sit before you and get right before you, Lord God, that every time I shut my eyes, I no longer want to see what's wrong. I want to see what's God. And in your purpose, Lord God, I'm in a situation where I have no answers. I have no way. I don't see how it's going to work. I need a miracle. You are the God of the impossible. And I see it, Lord God, as I deserve this. This is my fault. I messed up. But as your hands are bound and eyes are closed, let me tell you, it's rigged. It's rigged. God rigged it for us. And he said it this way. He says that you'll no longer have to pay for the sins of your father, but you will be rewarded for the obedience of your father. It's rigged for you to win. It's rigged for you to be victorious. It's rigged for you to be an overcomer. It is rigged. He's taken away the thing that the fathers did sin, and but it's not accounted to you. But what the fathers obeyed, that's accounted to you. I thank you, Lord God, through one man's obedience, sin and death was trashed. And we thank you, Lord God, that we rise into that. I thank you, Father God, young and old alike, Lord, that we can look up and see the face of God, see the love and care of God, that as he shines upon us, Lord, that we're going to glorify him with our whole life. That, Lord, my life will be anointed, that I'll pour myself out to you at all costs. Because if it costs me nothing, I'm not giving it. I want it to cost everything. Lord, we bless you. I thank you for strong believers. We're going to go tell the world about Jesus because we know the Spirit is upon them. We're going to pray that it awakens them. In Jesus' name, amen, 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 amen. Man, go.